Corner House's Exposures Film Festival showcases new talent in moving image over three exciting days and nights. Beginning on the 21st of this month, Exposures gives you the opportunity to discover new talent and network with professionals. Here's a rundown of what to expect. The first night opens with Underexposed, a short film showcase dedicated to Northwest-based filmmakers aged 14 to 18. Throughout the following 2 days, the festival really heats up as audiences are invited to view competition programmes in which the best of short films from around the country are screened and judged by you, the viewer. I spoke to festival coordinator Isabel Croissant to find out what we can expect from this year's festival entries.
Well, there's a mix. I mean, we always tend to try and program the film screenings so that they kind of show the breadth of what there is. So we have steered away from doing them in genre, you know, a documentary screening and then an artist film screening, etc. So for each screening, there's like ups and down and happy and sad film and a mix of genre, animation, drama, documentary, etc. This year, there was quite a few film around kind of death and mourning and like loss, but some of them in a very, you know, actually funny way. Yes, you can be funny with this kind of thing. So you can expect quite a varied mix, but they are all really good. I was like well impressed again with the students' level of filmmaking.
Here's a sneak preview of some of this year's Exposures entries. Gavin Foden's Meet Me on the Hill.
You made it. I was beginning to think you got the wrong hill.
Nice lights.
8 speeds.
Miles Whittingham's Yesterday's Tomorrow.
I'm going to change the neural rhythm of the pineal gland in your brain. It'll take you to the day your mother died.
I asked festival coordinator Isabel why it's so important to support Exposures and its filmmakers and found out more about the Corner House's new short film commissions.
This is a screening of two short films that we as Corner House produced. They were funded by Creative England, formerly Vision Media. So we are going to screen them for the first time at Exposures and have a Q&A afterwards with some of the filmmakers and also the composer of one of the film. The first film is Hum, which is animation by two really, really talented directors called Emily and Anne. And the second film is an experimental artist film called Believer, and Mark Haig, the director, will be there as well. So it's the occasion to kind of see this film for the first time.
The workshops are a big part of the Exposures Festival. Yeah. What do you think they bring?
The workshop and all the events are more there, obviously, for people who want to learn more about working in the moving image or the TV and film industry. So we've got several things. It ranges from a masterclass with really a famous and important cinematographer who did 2 films this year, Submarine and Tyrannosaur.
My name is Oliver Tate. I suppose it's a bit of an affectation, but sometimes I wish there was a film crew following my every move.
You can't stay here. You've no business with me.
I'm not a nice human being.
I feel safe with you.
Nobody's safe with me.
We've also got specific workshops. So, for instance, we're doing one with the BBC Writers Room, which is obviously more of interest to people who are studying or want to go into script writing and want to know how to send a script to the BBC, what happens, what do they do with it, what they like, what they don't, all this kind of things.
Another workshop highlight on offer during the festival is CoFilmic's Final Cut, practical session of editing and script writing for comedy. I spoke to managing director of CoFilmic, Janet Harrison.
I set up CoFilmic about 1.5 years ago now, and essentially it's a comedy short film festival. Quite different from the run-of-the-mill film festivals in that we include people who want to make comedy for television and also live comedy acts, mainly sort of sketch acts and sort of character actors. The whole ethos about what we're trying to do really is to get filmmakers to collaborate with writers and performers. anybody who has an interest in comedy really has got a story to tell. And I think what we did find is that when we opened the submissions, that we had a lot of very, very funny sketches that came in, which weren't always the best in terms of production values. But we also had some beautiful looking films, which weren't particularly funny. So
that was hard work.
I think, well, you know, it was interesting, and I think what we're trying to do is link those different people together, and I think we can create something very, very different, something unique, which will definitely have a sort of a brand, if you like, of comedy, which is coming out of Manchester. So it's exciting. And I think in terms of the event that we're doing, I think there's a lot of talent here in Manchester and the surrounding areas. You know, it's, you know, the Northwest is obviously has a rich heritage of comedy.
Also guest lecturing during the co-filmic session at Exposures Festival is script consultant and former executive producer at the BBC, Michael Jacob, who gave us a taster of his pearls of wisdom for comedy writing.
I think the important thing with any sort of comedy, however long it is that it's got to be about characters that an audience can have empathy with in a story that the audience wants to follow. And it can be like a 2-minute story or a 30-minute story or a feature film. Just going straight for jokes never works unless they are true to the character you're writing about.
Does the character always come first?
I think different writers approach it in different ways. Some people like think of a setting. Sam Bain and Jesse Armstrong got a show called Fresh Meat that's obviously set here. And sometimes you can think, oh, here's a bloke, he's just been made redundant, he hates life, he's miserable, which was one foot in the grave. So you approach it from the character and then put them in a setting.
And in terms of the type of people you think might get a lot out of this, do you think it's people who have to already have a bit of experience, or can they be completely amateur and just have an interest in editing and writing for film?
Yes, I think, you know, everybody needs to keep the basics in mind all the time. So it should be helpful to everybody, really, that wants to tell funny stories. But if people are funny and can write, then they can learn skills and techniques. In terms of writing, you have to feel passionate about it and write what you feel you want to write rather than something that you think will sell. You have to be aware of the market, obviously, but write from your heart, I think, and put yourself into your work.
A fine example of the wise words on offer at this year's festival, with an exciting batch of films created by the UK's newest talents also on offer, this year's Exposures looks set to be better than ever.